Show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev, and I am here broadcasting to you at address P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in and taking the time once again to be with me on this broadcast. Today's show is kind of a throw-together type thing. We're just going to talk about a few things that are coming up, see where God leads us, and let you know what's happening and what's going to be occurring in the future of what we've planned to do and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my email address is david@revmedianetwork.com, david@revmedianetwork.com. I have been busy the last 3 days working on the NRB and getting ready to go out there on the 18th of next month, of February, a Saturday. And the beautiful thing about this is I'm going to be able to meet some good friends again and hang out with them and visit with them. And also do a lot of other ministry stuff besides the NRB. But the NRB is exciting in itself. For those that don't know what it is the National Religious Broadcasters. And I am part of the media and press that will be covering that. Midwatch hopes to be a member one day. We'll just have to get all our application finished up. But I will be there as media and press. But I will still be able to tour the exhibits and everything as well. But we have some awesome things that are going to be occurring there. I just found out that my registration went through, and the way I found out, not that I got anything from the NRB yet, but the way I found out was people start calling me. People start calling me, and they start asking for interview time and stuff like that. So God knows how to lift up your ministry and your organization when it's time. And for now, I have a sheet full of four sheets here full of interview times with people. I'll be broadcasting live shows from the NRB starting February 19th. February 19th, 20th, and 21st. That'll be a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 2 to 4. I will be broadcasting and doing some other things as well, and doing a live show for 2 hours. It'll be a two-hour show. Each of those times, we have 15-minute interviews. Let me give you some of the people that are going to be with us on the air. This is going to be exciting. Just throwing out a couple of names. Stephen Camp, producer of Brothers Keepers, will be with us at 3:15 on the 20th. Chris Burkhart, creator of HeavensUp.com, will be with us on the broadcast on February 20th at 3:30. Miss America 2011 and Calvin Jones will be our first guest at Tuesday at 2 o'clock. We may start a little bit earlier, but 2 o'clock is the goal time for that. And then Phil Kagi. Everybody knows Phil Kagi. Phil Kagi, John Schlitt from Petra, one of the first bands he was with, Petra, will be there. He has 10 Dove Awards, 3 Grammys. So we have Mosiac, the music band, 3 o'clock. And a few others here. I mean, we have a whole list. I'm not going to read every one of them. I'll cover each of them, a little bit about their story as we get closer to the dates. Of course, we have everyone from, oh my goodness, we have William J. Federer, who is the author, best-selling author and national speaker. And he wrote the books, St. Patrick's Day, The Real Story, Change the Chains, What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islamic in the United States, Islamic Conquest, Past and Present. So we're going to be able to, he has a DVD set, 5 DVD set of Islamic Conquest, Past and Present. And these are going to be some good stories. We're going to try and cover 6,000 years and over 15 minutes with that show. So some of these shows will go a little longer, but most of them are 15-minute interviews. The reason we do that is there's so many people there, and since we're not going there just for the interviews. We just want to get at least a good 6 hours of interview time, and the rest of the time we're going to be out there mingling and trying to meet some new contacts and see what God has for us. Plus, I'll be visiting churches is why I'm there, so I'm probably going to be gone that Saturday, be back that Thursday, and just trust God. In fact, tomorrow is a very much anticipated trip for me, my friends. I will be in the Valley, South Texas, and we call it the Valley, the Rio Grande Valley, but in South Texas, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good, my friends. We are just by faith doing everything. Everything is moving along. And I'm going to tell you what. God really, really touched me this year. And just seeing that, you know, year end, we finally just add up all the numbers and put things together. And to see what he did with the what funds have come in and with the people that have finance this. I'm not telling you there's hundreds. I'm not telling you there's thousands. I can't even say there's 50, 60, you know, 70, 100. I'm not going to tell you how many. But with the people that have given this year and with what came in, I don't know if I was more surprised by how much we got or by how many people that we had given that we got that. But it was all both good. So anyway, it was good. And I like to say this, thank you to everyone that supports this broadcast, and not only this broadcast, and when you support Rev Media Network, you're supporting Rev Media TV, you're supporting Rev Media Publishing, you're supporting our missions group, you're supporting all of that. So it's a good thing to know that God is able to fulfill and build. You know, I have a book, and this book tells me something awesome. It's called the Bible. And it tells me something that God is faithful. Amen. He is faithful to do the things that he's called you to do. He is faithful to line it up, my friends. And I'm just excited today. I got to tell you, this show is going to be a good show. So I want you to sit down or keep working. If you're listening on the internet and you just have it playing, just keep going along. Put me in the speaker there, or put your headset on. It don't matter. Just listen to what we're talking about today, and hopefully something in here blesses you. But yeah, we'll be in the Valley tomorrow. I'll be heading out. I'm going to be driving there. It's only like 5 hours away, so it's no big deal. I got a lot of stuff I'm taking out there. I may take a camera and a tripod as well to get some video in. And I'm going to see if I can take one of the cameramen with me. We'll find out. But God has this together. He puts this together, and he makes this thing happen. I mean, we're just open. The doors that are opening, we're just going through it. We're just walking through it and letting God move in the things that we operate in. You know, it's all about faith. It's all about trusting him. I'm excited for this, my friends, that God is blessing us, that God is touching our lives, that God is doing the things that he said he would do. I want to tell you this, my friends. Every day I pray that God will use me to the best in his ability each day, and the best of my ability. I yield myself to him. Every time I come on the air, you know, that's not every time that I have a word for you. It's not every time that I have the perfect script for you. But it's what I got to tell you, and it's what I have that's in my heart that I want to share. And I give it to you, and I know that people are being blessed with this. I know people's lives are being touched with this. And I know that people are being blessed with the word of God and what God is doing. We'll be out in the Valley this week. Let me get to my website here, and it'll tell me exactly the dates and times of everything. I want to make sure I tell each of the churches correctly. If you go to revministries.com or davidyanisministries.com, you will find this information. And David Ministries, not completely satisfied with the website. We're going to be redoing it. I'm moving it over to another account. I've had it on the same account with Rev Media Network, Rev Media Publishing, but I'm not getting the results I want on it. It just doesn't jump out at me like it should. And this is a massive website. If you look at it from David Yannick Ministries all the way to prayer requests, it is a massive website with plenty of faucets in there, plenty of different things in there, plenty of information. So you just go to Speak Engagements, and right here, January. Okay, January 28, 2012. I'll be preaching Kingdom Faith Church. The website, kingdomfaithchurch.org. The time, 5 p.m. Saturday service. If you can go to the website for details, or go to David Yanis Ministries, gives you the website information right there. Then I have Mercedes Christian Church on the 29th. I'll be preaching two services, Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 p.m. MercedesChristianChurch.org is the website. That is the 29th. And then February 1st, I'll be preaching at Freedom Center Church, 1008 East Pecan Boulevard, McAllen, Texas, 78501, 7 p.m. service, Freedom Center Church, RGV, Rio Grande Valley, RGV.org. So anyway, these links are on my website, and I pray that you go there and you check them out, and you'll be a blessing. You'll be a blessing to tune in. I believe Freedom Center Church, you'll be able to hear the service. You'll be able to hear the service at Mercedes Christian Center. I don't think Kingdom Faith has an internet system set up yet, but we have that in the works for them. But those are two services that you can take, one on the weekend on Sunday and one on the weekday on Wednesday. And I don't know what God is telling me to do there. I mean, we're definitely going to be praying for the sick and believing miracles will happen. But God has a word for each of those churches, and I guess that's a 5-hour ride out there. I'll figure it out on the way. But I'm going to take some of my good sermons anyway. But no, I'm just playing. I know what I'm going to talk about. And God's going to be a blessing to each of those. But you see, that I tell you what, the biggest desire in my heart, two things. You ready for this? I'm going to tell you. And I'll tell you, I'll just tell you. I'll let you know what it is. It's not to be a great author. It's not to be just a great radio host or TV host. It's not to even be preaching in the largest churches. No. The biggest desire in my heart is to save souls and heal people. To save souls and bring healing and deliverance to people. That is the biggest desire. So whether it's a church of 50 or a church of 5,000, I will be there with faith and trust in God that he has sent me there. Now God has opened these doors, and we're going to believe that the doors that he's opened, there's something big there. There's something that he's going to do out there. And I will be visiting the TBN station while I'm out there. And I think we're trying to get everything finished up so we can do a show out there. Hopefully on Tuesday we'll be able to do that. If not Wednesday, we can do it as well. So we'll see what God has, and maybe even Thursday we'll be out there. Either way, we're going to believe God for great things. So I want you to keep me in prayer. I want you to pray that these things are going to be blessed. I want you to pray that the power of God just moves and reacts. But anytime you want to know where I'm preaching and what churches I'm visiting, just go up there to David Yanis Ministries and Speaking Engagements and check it out, and you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see. I had a good phone call today with my friend Michelle Borges Thornton, and We talked about a lot of different things we're doing, a women's network that she's building, Bella Woman Network, and we are excited about that. You can get a preview of that on our Rev Media TV, and that is a channel, Bella Women's Network, Bella Women's Network on the Rev Media Network, RevMediaTV.com. And another thing I did this last month and the last few weeks, I suppose, is I put together some tutorials for you. Those that want to broadcast their shows and their ministry through Rev Media Network, whether through live events or through on demand, we can do something for you. And I put together some stuff to free me up a little bit on how streaming works and how things happen like that. So we're just trusting God that those videos are going to be there. They're also on Rev Media TV, but they're not on the viewing where you can just view it. You need a password to get in there, and I created a password to get into there for one reason, and that was because these things are sensitive. It shows a little bit of the infrastructure of what we do, so we want to make sure that those that are going to be using this are going to be part of this ministry and part of what we're doing, and just got to contact me. I'll give you the password to get in, and we'll email and correspond and see if we're a right fit for you. And see if you're a right fit for us. And there's nothing wrong with that. We just got to make sure everybody's able to walk on the same path together in faith. Amen. Well, amen. I just know that God is going to use this broadcast to reach people. I know that people listen to it, and I know that people's hearts are touched with it. And we're just going to believe God to keep going on. So those are a few of the announcements and stuff. I'm humbled again, like I tell you, of what God has done this last year, 2011. But I'm also just excited about what's happening in 2012. And seeing the NRB coming up, we're going to be in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, for the NRB, February 18th through the 21st. And we are excited about that. And, you know, like I said, I had a phone call with my friend, 30 minutes. We talked about different things, and I told her I was going to be at the NRB, and she's like, how did you get in there as media? Well, my friends, God just opens the door, and we're in there, and we're registered, and we have already interview set up. So I'll figure it all out. I tell you what, one thing God knows about me, David Yanis, is that I am a good, resourceful person, that I don't wait for things to figure out themselves. I figure it out and I work it. And he just has to get me in the right spot, and I will walk where the Spirit leads me to walk. I got to tell you, testimonies after testimonies after testimonies, how God has opened doors and how I have walked in faith to what he was doing. And I tell you, my friends, I feel good to see God do great things. This year is going to be a great year in video. We're going to make some good videos. And I tell you, the second thing in my heart, besides preaching and healing and showing deliverance, and that is through everything that we do that. The next thing is creating media. That is really heavy in my heart. Not just media to stream, media to broadcast this show, but God has given me a gift for that, and praise God. But I am ready to make movies. I am ready to make movies for Christian movies, for TV, Christian movies, for theatrical releases. But we're going to release this on Rev Media TV. All the movies we make will be released there unless God opens the door for something bigger. But I really believe this is a big platform. Once we get into it, we're going to see things happen. So I am making a plea out to you, though. Those that are actors, those that are people that know how to put movies together, God has given me some insight on what to do, and we're going to start making these, and we're going to see what God does and how it all happens for us and how it all comes out. We believe God's going to do a good thing, amen? We believe God's going to do that. So that is my heart. God knows that everything seems to be coming at the tail end versus when I started, and everything coming to the front end of this entire walk. But you know, God has a purpose and a reason that you go through the path that you go through. Amen. He has a purpose and a reason. The thing that we have to do as people of faith, people that love God, is, well, first of all, we got to get plugged into a good church. Amen. I want you just to hear me out. You got to be plugged into a good church. Why is that? Because at least it puts you in the practice of going to church, in the practice of praising God and worshiping God. Okay, well, you may praise God on a daily basis. Well, that's great. I'm glad you do. But the thing is this, my friends, and I have this in a sermon if you want to hear it. And if you send me an email and say, I want the sermon on why I need to go to church, I will give you a free download of that. Normally, this would cost a good... let me see. How much do we usually charge? We charge about $5, I think, for a download. But you know what? You're going to save that $5. If you come to me and send me an email, I will send you the link to download. Why do I got to go to church? Why do I need to go to church? And one thing I'm going to tell you is this, my friend. Something's enlightening me. You know how the scripture says one will put 1,000 to flight, but two will put 10,000 to flight. I believe that when you come together, And you know, it just stopped at that one and two. But what if you had three? What if you had four? What if you had five? What if you had six? What if you had 10, 23? What if you had your entire membership that are believing for your need? 300 people, 400 people. How many demons? How many can you put to flight? How many enemies can you put to flight? I'm telling you, when we all agree corporately, when we all agree in faith, we all agree that God's work is getting done, that you're going to change someone's life. But you know what? A lot of times that change happens in church. And I'll tell you why is this. You can witness to people. You can talk to them at work, and that's a great thing. They're going to be changed. Their hearts are going to be changed. But nothing can replace when the presence of God is in a building. Nothing can replace when the presence of God hits an atmosphere around you. You can duplicate it in many ways. You can talk to people and they can feel something in their heart, but there's something that causes the hundreds and thousands of crowds of people to come down to the altar when Billy Graham, a simple man of faith, just preaches and sows change. And they come pulled in through by the Spirit of God. There's a reason you need to be in church. Anyone that's kicking and screaming needs to check their heart. Check their heart. Because I tell you what, there is a reason we go to church. There is a reason we walk with the Lord. There is a reason we do what we do through the churches and through the ministry. So that's the first thing you need to do. You need to be connected. If you want to see you need to be connected in church. Not connected as far as connections and this is the person that's going to get me there. No. Connected means I'm here. God, what do you want me to do? How do I bless this place? How can I be a blessing? Because I tell you what, you start and being a blessing in the house of God. And God in turn is going to be a blessing in your house. Come on now, let me tell you if you're listening here. Come on, can you hear that? If you continue being a blessing in the house of God, God is going to be a blessing in your house. How many of us can say amen to that? If you continue to be a blessing, if you could focus and continue to be a blessing in the house of God, God will be a blessing in your house. I like that. I'm going to have to write that down, my friends. Continue to be a blessing. Amen. In the house of God. Well, a lot of things are happening, so I want you to be encouraged on that, but one thing you need to realize, my friends, is if you want to see God move in your life, you need to also, my friends, be a man or woman to prayer. A man or woman to pray. You got to build your faith. See, that's a lot. That's a reason sometimes you have to go through a journey before the ministry actually takes off and starts doing great things. It's because God is building your prayer life. God is building your faith life, and God is getting you to a point, you know, that you can actually do something and not freak out. How many of us freak out? I mean, seriously, how many of us freak out when there's nothing coming in financially or when a deal falls apart? Or how many of us freaks out when a job is lost? Or how many of us freak out when bills are unexpected? You see, there are things in faith that you have to learn. Things in faith that you're going to learn how to pull down the things that are blocking you. You'll be able to reach up into heaven and bring a blessing into your life. I truly believe and truly, truly believe that you have to be able to do these things. You have to be able to walk in faith. You see, Peter walked. Amen. He did walk in faith and stood on the water. But when it got too loud and it got too, I would like to say this, when it got too unexplanatory. If you bear with me, he couldn't understand how he did it. When he started to, he wasn't scared of the waves because the waves were there already. He wasn't scared of the water because the water was there already. But I think what happened was he started to realize what was happening and he tried to explain it to himself that this is not supposed to be happening. How is this happening? You see, my friends, God wants you to get to that point of unexplanatory. I don't even know if that's a word. My wife will text me in a few minutes if she's listening and tell me it's not a word. Anyway, unexplanatory. Well, in other words, where you just don't make sense. How many of us want faith like that? Where it just don't make sense to the modern man. And it just happens. How you just let God do things. And how you just let God do amazing things in your life. And you just can't explain it. It's just overbearing. And oh my goodness, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. I want those kind of testimonies. I want those kind of questions. Don't you want that kind of question? This is ridiculous. How can he help you so much? How can he be a blessing so much in your life? I want that kind of life. What comes with staying in church, amen. It comes with being a man of prayer, a man of faith, a man and woman of faith and prayer. You got to do that, my friends. You got to do that. Prayer, faith, you got to build that up. You know, the reason I can talk about this subject a lot is because, my friends, you have not met a person in your life like me that wanted to serve God with all my heart and preach. That's all I wanted to do in my life. And I'm doing it. I'm not saying I didn't have to work other jobs. I'm not saying that I didn't preach when I worked other jobs. I'm saying it's all my burning and passion. I was good at everything I did. There's a story. Remember the lady on the Golden Girls? She just recently passed. The one that played the mother to, I believe, Blanche. I think that's, I don't remember. I think her name is Estelle Getty, her real name. And she passed away this last year or the year before. And when she passed away, she said she always dreamed to be this actress. She always dreamed to act in Broadway, to act all over the world, and to act in Hollywood and New York. And she always dreamed it. But, you know, of course, in those days, it just didn't pay. And jobs weren't as often as they are probably now. And there's so many people just like today that was just as talented and that just worked as just as hard. And so, you know, her gigs came in, but not on a frequent basis. And she was taking care of herself, and she had to make sure she had a paycheck, and she was acting. And I'm not sure she had kids at that time, but she was acting to pay bills. But then, you know, at that time it wasn't feasible. So she would always get a job, and she'd work, and she was in supervisor positions most of the time. And she just wanted to stay in the workforce part. She didn't want to be in the management part. But she said no matter where she went, no matter what place she worked at, they always gave her a promotion or want to promote her, and she'd beg them not to. And the thing is with that is that she knew that all she aspired to be was an actress. All she aspired to do was to act. All she aspired to do was theater, movies. That in her bones, in her heart, she knew that's all that she could do, but she did what she could do by working. And she used to always say, please don't promote me, because all I want to do is be an actress. You know, how many of us can say that in our life? That all we ever wanted to do was do the work of God. All we ever wanted to do was do the things that God has called us to do. Some of us have been born into it. Some of us have walked in it for years. Some of us just got it because, oh, it seemed like a good idea. But how many of us are out there that all they were built to do was do this? It wasn't because it was dropped in their laps or because they were raised in the church. It's because they knew that God called them from birth. I am one of those people, my friends. And I've worked jobs, and I've worked different careers, and I've been good at everything I've done, and I've gone to the top, and every single thing that I've put my hands in, I have been blessed, and I've been able to work in it. But God is awesome, because every time I do the work of God, I grow, and I continue to grow. And I know that if you look at us now, just go to davidyanisministries.com, look at all the things we do. And I'm not saying this to boast, I'm saying this to let you know. If anyone could speak on this, my friends, I can. If anyone could speak on how God could take, you know, a person from nowhere and put them in front of people to be a blessing, and I'm on television, I have broadcasting, I'm on radio, I'll do interviews, I'm interviewed, I'm going to events, all things that God has put together. But you know what? Peter and the water again. Let's go back to that real quick. Peter and the water again. Peter and the water. Peter and the water. Peter and the water. It's unexplanatory. I can't explain it. How can I do this? I have faith to do it. But then he started really asking himself, how can I do this? How can I make this go? He wasn't afraid of everything that was around him. He was afraid because he didn't understand it. He didn't know what to do. Praise God that he still lifts you up. Amen. Praise God that he still can pick you up and make things happen. When it starts going, my friends, you're going to need faith to walk on this water. You're going to need faith to walk on this water. You're going to need faith to walk on this water. You're going to be able have to be focused on him and able to stand on this water. Because when you step into ministry, come on, when you step into miracle working power, demons will fight you. Hell will fight you like never before. Things will get tough, but I tell you what, you got to hold on, because just as it took you time to develop where you need to be, just to be in the place you are at today, It's going to take some more development to get you through the first year, the second year, the third year, until you're walking on faith that cannot be stopped because you walked it. You're doing it. You're moving it. You're not dreaming about it, but you're making yourself available to God 24/7, and you're seeing things happen. I can talk about this, my friends. I can tell you about this, my friends, because it has been a part of my life. It has been a part of my dreams. It's been a part of what I do. It has been a part of all the things that I am capable of doing and all the things I will continue to do. My friends, you're going to need the faith to continue to walk on. You're going to need the faith to continue to move forward. You know, praise God that God gave us Peter for an illustration in the Bible. All he wanted to do was do the work of the Lord. All he wanted to do was do God's work. All he wanted to do was do the faith that Jesus did. All he wanted to do was be a duplicate of the Lord. You know, I have a sermon I used to preach in how Peter, all he can do was duplicate what he's seen Jesus do. Can you believe me for this? All he can do was duplicate. He didn't know how to heal. He lived with a healing minister. He walked with a healing man of God. All he could do was look at them and say, please, you know, how do I do this? The very first person he ran up to, he looked at, and he said, silver and gold I have not, but what I have, I give you. Rise up in the name of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Ghost. That is a man that just believed. It was not the Peter that walked in the water and fell in the water. But one thing I got to say to Peter is this. One thing I have to realize is this, that what happened with Peter. He walked. Come on. At least he walked on the water. At least he walked on water. At least he walked on it. How many of us would have stepped out and whoosh, straight down? Oh, throw me the life preserver. How many of us already know before we get out of the boat that we got to put on our life jacket? Get out the little ducky thing and put it around you and jump in. I'm coming, Lord, but my faith ain't going to make me walk. I might as well go prepare to jump in with something on. No, but God is good. And I thank God. I thank God because I feel something break. I felt something break right now. We're talking about this subject. Something broke. We ripped something from the enemy's hands today. Come on, let's everybody rip something from the devil's hands. I'm sorry. I'm just getting excited for this trip. We're going to go out and we're going to preach. I have been waiting for this, my friends. In faith, I have been waiting for God to give me the permission to go back out to do the great work of evangelism. And he has opened the doors in the U.S. So you know what that means is he is the only one that can close that door. Amen. He's the only one that can stop what we're doing. And as long as we're faithful and walking the ways he wants us to walk, we're going to see great things happen. We're going to see people's lives changed. So I hope you're getting encouraged. And I hope you're understanding what I'm telling you. Is you got to pray. You have faith. And you got to, I don't know how to explain that last thing. You got to step out. You got to be able to take a step. Got to pray. Faith. Take a step of faith. Those are the three things that you need to have. You need to have. And I'm going to add something in there. Something that I have learned in another age of life here. An age of life, meaning I just hit 40 this past year. But another thing I've learned is you have to have good friends. Let's cover this. Let's cover this. You got to have friends. There's no lone rangers in God's kingdom. Amen. You know, it's funny when I look at people that, oh my goodness. I have looked at people throughout my life that has many friends and contacts. I look at people's Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts and social accounts, and they have tons and tons of thousands of friends, more than I could ever have. And I look at that, And relationship-wise, I could never replace it. Never. But praise God. I said, praise God that you could have one godly friend, because eventually you'll have two godly friends. I'm talking friends outside of your church that are just in love with God. There's something about that. It just builds. I'm a person that makes friends quickly. I won't lie. I will go to your city and I'll make friends very quickly with anyone almost. I will go to your church and I'll come out with several friends. Friends that are long lasting. And that's what I'm talking about, friends. Long lasting. It's a blessing, and it's just a heart thing, and that God, people can see the heart of God in my heart, and I love them genuinely when I say that. But you got to have friends. They're going to keep you balanced, my friend. They're going to keep you grounded, first of all. They're going to keep you excited. They're going to be there to talk to. They're not going to judge you. They're going to love you. And like in any relationship, you're going to be there for them the same way. You know, you can't do this alone. I've seen my list of pastors and friends grow in the last four years possibly. And I've seen the power of God just do some great things. I've seen good things happen and good friends that come along. I tell you what, these friends will be a blessing. And I'm not just talking monetarily. But I'm talking a blessing to your life. They're going to guard you with prayer. I don't go on a mission trip until I've talked to my friends. I will call some friends tomorrow before I leave and ask them to pray, like I normally do before I travel to another place to be a blessing. I always take in prayer. And probably call some of them tonight and get that prayer in advance. Friends, my friends, I cannot tell you how important that is. I cannot tell you how important that is. It is important. It is important. I really believe God has opened up some doors. And honestly, this show could probably even be my sermon for the next four nights. It was that revelating. It was that revelating. God reveals things to me in Scripture, and I understand Him. And I have to research more. You know, I have to explain it. Some more stuff out in a bit, but let's go to a quick break while I gather some last minute notes, and we'll finish up the show in about 10 minutes, my friends. All right, we'll be right back. Let me see who you're going to hear in just a second. I hope this is a blessing to you. And here's Coach. We'll be right back.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
I asked American League umpire Ted Berry what went through his mind after he worked his first World Series game.
As a young man, you know, I used to dream about playing in a World Series, but, you know, to be out there umpiring in it, ever since I started out at umpire school, it was my dream to one day work a World Series, and it came true. And it was exciting. It was fun. But I tell you, it is nothing compared to the love of Jesus Christ. And that is first and foremost in my life. And I just encourage anybody that's listening that maybe doesn't have a relationship with Christ to find out what it's all about and to just get with somebody that you know knows the Bible and ask questions and decide for yourself.
For more sports, go to a secondlookatsports.org.
Remember when King Solomon called for a sword to cut a baby in two? Each mother insisted it was hers. When Solomon offered to settle the dispute by giving each one half a baby, Miss Envy said good. She thought that would level the playing field. That was her idea of justice. And now they would be even. But the other said, no, no, let her have it. Envy is never satisfied till it gets even and levels the playing field. Do you know anyone like that? This so-called social justice of class envy is evil incarnate. Envy cannot tolerate the fact that winners exist. It really believes losers are helped by tearing down winners. It whispers constantly, I can forgive anything except that you exist. Listen to my sermon on showing mercy to the poor at churchofthekingmcallen.com, 585-4402. That's 585-4402.
Hi, I'm Trace Embley, founder and director of Shepherd's Hill Farm. In 1994, with only $200 to our name, my wife Beth and I felt impressed of the Lord to purchase a tract of land in Martin, Georgia, that has now morphed into what is known as Shepherd's Hill Farm. We knew we were supposed to purchase the property a year and a half before it was even for sale. It was formerly an illegal drug operation that took the lives of three people, but God preserved this property for us, despite the fact that others presented cash to purchase it outright. I remember praying to God that he would use this property not just to change Little Martin, Georgia, but all of America. Today, troubled teens from around the world are being healed at Shepherd's Hill Farm, and they're taking what they're learning and experiencing back to their communities as change agents for Jesus Christ. And you can read the entire incredible story in our forthcoming book, The Miracles of Shepherd's Hill Farm.
Trace is the founder and director of Shepherd's Hill Farm, where teens struggling with behavioral issues come to find healing from their destructive ways. Discover how Shepherd's Hill Farm can help your hurting family at shfteens.org.
There's never been a tougher time in American history to raise a godly teenager. Our teens are pummeled with unprecedented temptations every day, causing unparalleled behavioral problems. Our American Judeo-Christian heritage has faded from today's culture to the point that we can no longer rely on government, our neighborhoods, or our public schools to reinforce the biblical worldview that we're trying to instill in our kids. An authoritative model still exists, however, at a place called Shepherd's Hill Farm, located in Martin, Georgia. Shepherd's Hill Farm is a Christ-centered, year-long residential program and school for troubled teens struggling to navigate our sin-saturated society. God is using the staff at Shepherd's Hill Farm to cultivate the soil of teenagers' hearts so that the seed of His Spirit can transform them into change agents for Jesus Christ and for the sake of our American culture.
Trace Embry is the founder and director of Shepherd's Hill Farm. Shepherd's Hill is a Christ-centered and biblically-based residential program where struggling teens can experience life with healthy boundaries that are defined, enforced, and enjoyed. Find out if we can help you at shfteens.org.
Listening to the Rev Media Network. Spreading the gospel to all peoples everywhere. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you listening? Stay tuned for more. People are busy, too busy. You need to stop and listen, for the Lord is speaking to you today. Are you listening? Don't get too busy now. Stop and listen. This is The Watchman, Dana Smith, reminding you all that's important. Look to the Lord. This day, spreading the gospel around the world. You're listening to the Rev Media Network.
RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection.
All right, that was our slew of commercials. We have not an obligation, but we have a due process that I like to make sure everybody gets their broadcast out there. 5 minutes during our broadcast, whether it's 2 minutes in the end, 2 minutes at the half hour, or 5 minutes at the half hour, or whatever. And that was our broadcast commercials. And they're not really commercials. They're more infomercials about what God is doing in people. So today we just talked a little bit about just ministry and having faith and prayer and friends and church. And that is a key. Those are the keys I see and seeing God's power, God's ministry just coming forward in your life. And depending on what kind of ministry you want in your ministry, or what kind of ministry you feel called to, there's different types of things that's going to need to be done. A lot of fasting and praying, definitely. in any of ministry, but especially if you're in the deliverance or healing ministry, it's going to be required of you. Because a lot of things aren't going to be changed unless you fast and you pray. But let me read you 1 Thessalonians 5:24. We're going to probably read this and maybe one more scripture before we close. And here it is. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Faithful is he that calleth you, and who will also do it. A lot of times we feel like we are just not going to get there. And I want to tell you that. We're going to just talk a few minutes about that real quick. Is a lot of times we do feel like we're not going to get there. That we do feel like that it's just not happening. And we kind of look at everything around us. But, you know, the other day I was at church and my pastor was, he's a faith man and he loves praying against rain for some reason. The man, I think he calls our drought in Texas. Really, I do. I'm playing. But he loves to pray against rain when he don't want rain. And he was praying against the rain and a couple hours later, an hour later, it kind of killed off. But I crack up sometimes because he just makes me so funny to me sometimes because he's like, because he believes. He just believes God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness. He believes it. And I appreciate that. And he is a man of faith. And he just calls it into existence. And the one thing he told me when he said, he goes, I don't believe what I see. I believe what I want to receive. And God is faithful. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful by whom ye are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Another one I love, 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but forgiveness to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I got to get my Bible for this last one for you. I don't want this to be put into your soul. I feel like a Jack Van Impe here just doing this. Philippians. Chapter 1, verse 6. There's only one Philippians, okay? And it's 1, verse 6. Being confident is very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it into the day of Jesus Christ. You need to believe that, my friends. You need to receive that, my friends. You need to understand that, my friends. You need to know that God is faithful, that he's able to do whatever you believe in your heart that he's called you to do. Don't look at where you're at. Look at what God is going to do in you and in him. Amen. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to those that are hard on you and telling you you'll never make it. Don't listen to that devil, that enemy that comes round about all the time saying it's not going to happen. Trust that ministry is in you, because I tell you what, people need to be saved. People need to be healed. People need to be delivered. People need you to do something. Hallelujah. I praise God for that. In Jesus' name, my friends, I bless you. Go out and preach. Anyway, we'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. And we'll see you. My address is Rev Media Network, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Email me, David@RevMediaNetwork.com. That is David@RevMediaNetwork.com. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch.